Flynn.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Returned a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Hi, this is Renee Ponder.
Renee, how may I assist you?
I'd like to file a claim for unemployment, please.
Okay, I can assist you with that. May I have your social security number?
438-35-9224.
For security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
438-35-9224.
Okay, thank you. First and last name?
Renea Ponder.
And Renee, may I have your date of birth?
Sure. 12/11/72.
And may I have your mother's maiden name? When we ask for her maiden name, we ask for her last name only that is on her birth certificate.
Said, S-A-I-D.
Hold on just a moment. So had you tried filing your claim before?
No, I thought I could do that online yesterday, and so I logged in and made an ID.
That's what I say. Have you tried filing?
I guess I tried, but it said that I would have to call.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we have to go over the fraud acknowledgement with you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
I understand.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
I understand.
Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I've never filed.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
A what?
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your first name?
Renee, R-E-N-E-A.
Do you have a middle initial that you want to use?
M.
Your last name?
Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
May I have your phone number beginning with your area code?
205-777-9172.
Okay. Do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your driver license number?
Sure. I'll get that for you. I have this in this paper. Okay, it is, eight, five, eight, five, four.
I'm sorry, you faded that.
Eight, nine, six, five, eight, five, four.
And what state is your license from?
Alabama.
And may I have your date of birth?
12/11/72.
And Renee, can you verify your race?
White.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
I guess non. My father's half.
Okay. And what is your verify your gender?
Female.
Renee, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I have an associate's degree.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I have epilepsy.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, but I work anyway.
Okay, may I have your residential address? I just need your full and complete address. I'm sorry, I just need your full and complete street address only.
Okay, my street address is 116 Francis Lane.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Francis Lane. F-R-A-N-C-E-S. And that's Helena.
Yeah, no, okay. Francis Lane, is that's all your address?
116 Francis Lane.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number?
No, ma'am.
Your residential city?
Helena.
Spell it, please.
H-E-L-E-N-A.
Oh, Helena, okay. Your zip code.
35080.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
No, all of my mail is forwarded through the post office to my P.O. box.
What's your post office box number?
652.
Is there an additional address information with that?
No, ma'am. It's in Helena also.
Your zip code there.
35080.
Okay, I have as your residential address, I have 116 Francis, Francee Lane, Helena, mm-hmm. Alabama, 35080. Your
yes.
mailing address, I have post office box. I didn't put the box in there. Post office box 652, Helena, Alabama, 35080. Is that information correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your occupation?
A bookkeeper.
And Renee, are you looking for work in your usual occupation? Would you be going back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
No, ma'am.
Helena, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
I'm sorry?
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And Helene, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Her name is Renee. I'm sorry, Renee. I'm kind.
Oh, that's okay.
I guess I still, because your screen is similar to my sister name, and I just got Helen in my mind. I guess I am thinking about my sister, so I did.
No, that's okay, because we must have said Helena like 8 times over the past few questions.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. My sister, she's on my mind, so I do apologize for that.
It's understandable. No, okay. No problem at all.
Okay. All right. Renee, are you available to work all shift in your normal trade or occupation?
I can't work night shifts because I have epilepsy.
Okay, so are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I work day shifts.
No, these are just yes or no answers.
Oh, well, I'm not sure what all shifts are. Like, a day shift would be like 9 to 5, and I guess shift would be...
You just say, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Oh, the normal trade. Okay, so the normal trade would mostly be a daytime shift. So, yes.
Okay. Renee, are you available to accept mm-hmm. full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And Renee, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
20.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Renee, did you work solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or received a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Renee, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 04/01/2023 and 03/31/2024?
In 2025, I worked in Louisiana.
No, it's that between these times here, 04, which is April 1, 2023, and March 31, 2024.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sorry, I misunderstood that.
No problem. Okay, this is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Would that be your checking account, your savings account?
A checking account.
May I have your routing number?
Zero six two zero 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 19.
Please confirm your routing number.
0620 00 019.
May I have your bank account number?
02 11 46 29 30.
And please confirm your bank account number.
02 11 46 29 30.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and who is your last employer?
Trinity Contractors.
And may I have your employer's phone number?
Sure, let me get it for you real quick.
Okay.
It's 205-655-5099.
And your work location city?
Work location 561.
No, work location, I'm sorry, work location city.
Oh, Trustville.
Employment start date.
November 27th, 2023.
Your last day that you physically worked it?
July 5th, 2024.
Renee, why are you no longer working?
I was terminated.
Okay, what specific reason were you terminated for?
I didn't fit the position.
Okay, the choice you had is misconduct. dishonest or criminal act, positive drug tests, refuse to submit or cooperate with drug tests, falsifying record, tardiness, absenteeism, absent without notice to employer, insubordination, reporting under influence or intoxicated, unsatisfactory work, violation of company policy.
Unsatisfactory work.
The name and title of the person who discharged you.
Kathy Pace.
She spelled with a K or C?
K.
Pace, P-A-C-E?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was Kathy's title?
Controller.
And what date did Kathy advise you you were no longer working?
July 5th, 24.
And you said they told you that you was what now?
I'm sorry?
You said they told she told you that you was not, what was that she told you?
It didn't fit the role.
Didn't fit the
right, like I couldn't do the work of the position.
You said didn't fit the, I missed that, the last part.
The position.
So what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
We retrained.
You asked to be retrained, or they? What happened?
They suggested I would be retrained.
Okay. So did you commit the act that your employer said you did?
I suppose. I couldn't. I mean, this was more of a controller position. I'm, you know, more of an accounts payable bookkeeper type. It was that position wore a lot of hats.
Okay. So now this is just a yes or no answer here. Did you commit the act that the employer said you did?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Was there any prior warning for them?
No.
Okay. Renee, have you received it or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Do you expect to receive any vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Any sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Any holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, let's go down and make sure we get everything answered here. Okay, Renee, are all the answers that you have given me correct?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earning you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in an overpayment and a fraud penalty. You certify by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct.
Correct.
Okay, you have to state your name for me, please.
Oh, Renee Ponder.
And verify your social security number.
438-359-224.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Please submit the following information. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned it or leased it? A 2000 Mercedes-Benz M-Class, 2004 Chrysler Sebring, 2008 Lexus IS350, 2009 Smart4II, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles.
The Chrysler Sebring.
According to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? 4 feet, 11 inches, 5 feet, 2 inches, 5 feet, 6 inches, 5 feet, 11 inches.
5'1".
No, it says approximately. I don't have that on here. You got according to your driver license, approximately how tall are you? 4 feet, 11 inches, 5 feet, 2 inches, 5 feet, 6 inches, 5 feet, 11 inches.
5 feet, two.
Okay. Which of the following which of the following street address in Marino have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1521 Lancaster Drive, 2736 Long Branch Drive, 5253 Page Street, 6616 Louis Rue Louis Philip. Or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
2736 Long Branch Drive.
Okay. Okay, Renee, the next three questions here, your answer will either be I agree or I disagree. The next three questions, you will either respond with the answer I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
You are hereby, you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook.
I agree.
Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application Closing Statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet and an information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause the denial of benefits. Renee, the process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a weekly certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File the Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. The toll-free telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefit. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and 5 p.m. Friday, July the 19th, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions and information are in the benefits, rights, and responsibility booklet. Exception to work search requirements are made for the following. If you're an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union, employee who on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that's attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Renee, do you have any questions concerning your closing statement?
I wasn't clear on when to call to refile for the week.
Okay.
On Fridays?
No. Okay. No, your weekly certification can be made starting as early as 12:01 a.m. on Sunday. You have between Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. But you first start your first week of certification will start Sunday, July the 14th, through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, July the 19th, 2024.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. And for the rest of what you said, where can I find that in writing?
Now, additional instructions and information are in the benefits, rights, and responsibility booklet.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the website.
That is on the website, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All
It's
right.
up on
Fantastic.
the benefits, rights, and responsibility booklet.
Okay. Okay, I'll look there. And for updates, do I check my profile on the website?
Yeah, for any update, because the claimants portal has the most updated information on your claim.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so now start, like I said, now starting Sunday, July the 14th, you have to call this week between today through Friday. I mean, today through Saturday, you have to start looking for three job searches. You have to, then on Sunday, starting July the 14th, you will start calling in those three job searches. You only have to call in to do a week certification just once a week. You just pick whatever day you want to pick. Most people, they tell me, I tell them to do it between Sunday and Wednesday. Get it on out the way. Because it's like this past Friday, we had people calling in. I've been home online. I got da da da. They're trying to do the week certification. But by us being closed that Thursday, so all the calls that came in, as the calls came in, that's how we worked to look over those claims. And you had a person calling right at 5 o'clock. I can't do my week. I said, I do
Oh
apologize, sir.
no.
Yeah. The system shuts down completely like I say, at 5 o'clock on Fridays. So I try to tell all my people
Okay.
that all my claimers that I file your claim between pick. It doesn't matter what day you do it. You choose a date that's convenient for you. I would do it between
Yeah.
Sunday and Wednesday.
Yeah, I would rather just do it early and just totally get it out of the way and off my mind.
Because I had a,
Definitely.
I knew someone, they did it every Sunday. They called this in on every Sunday.
That's gonna be me.
I
11:59 Saturday, 12:01 Sunday. That's me calling.
No, just, I, you know what, to make sure I will wait till I, because people have different times. Because I know my time and on my watch, my watch is different from my time on my husband. And I had to look, then even, I to make sure I will wait till like 12:10. I know it's 12:01 now. Some, they should be off because some systems be short, the minutes be a little bit
Yeah.
off. Yeah.
Yeah, even on iPhones sometimes. You know, two different iPhones can have, they could be like 3 minutes difference.
Right. See, that's what
Weird.
I'm saying. That's because my husband, he has an iPhone.
That's funny how that happens.
Yes. So I would definitely wait. Like if I'm gonna do it on Sunday, I'll wait 12, at least 12:10. So I know it
Okay.
that I know it's 12:01. Yes.
That's right. You're pretty deep in with your clock says like 12:10. You're
Right.
pretty safe.
You're
Yeah.
pretty safe. That's true.
Okay, that
Okay.
sounds good.
Okay. Well, Renee, which I've been calling you Helena, do you have any other questions?
I kind of like Helena. No more questions. You've been extremely helpful and patient, and I very much appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure. I'm going to submit your claim now so I can give you a PIN number and give you your confirmation number. Okay. All
Okay.
right. Okay. Okay. Your PIN number is 0999. 0999 is your PIN number.
Alrighty.
Okay. Your confirmation number is 489907. 605 489907605 is your confirmation number.
Okay. All right, that looks good. And my PIN is 0999.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Fabulous. Looks like we're all set then.
All right, then. If you have any questions, give us a call back on.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again. You have a great day.
You're quite welcome. It was my pleasure, and thank you. You have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you,
And
ma'am.
thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.